You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Alrighty, so last week it was announced that Auckland is now a UNESCO City of Music, joining the UNESCO Creative Cities Network. The Creative Cities Network was started in 2004 to promote social, economic and cultural development among cities who have identified creativity as a strategic factor and enabler for sustainable urban development. Auckland will join the 180 members from 72 countries around the world, covering seven creative fields, and will become just the 31st City of Music. Earlier, I spoke to Recorded Music New Zealand's Mark Roach about the news and what it means for the local music scene.
Well, it's a starting point more than anything. From here, it basically puts us into a conversation with council going forward about putting music specifically and creativity in general at the heart of council's strategy on urban development, on how we can put creativity into everyday lives of Aucklanders, and how we can basically improve the city through our amazing arts and culture.
So how did this come about exactly? Did you have to apply or?
So the initial thing was I saw that Adelaide had gone through the same process a couple of years ago, and it was like, nah, we should have a look at this. So I approached council, they sort of agreed. We had an arts and culture, we had a meeting with the arts and culture unit, and they were so into it, which was great. From there, it was basically about a year's worth of work, piecing together everything that council does and then putting that into an application. And the application goes to UNESCO in Paris. And that was a hugely onerous process. Like, it was so complicated. You're kind of dealing with the United Nations here. So the checks and balances they require from cities in terms of what the city already does and what the city is planning to do in the future is quite massive.
And once you have this status, is it forever?
Largely, yeah. So the initial process is that the council and the music sector and the arts sector in general commit to working to a range of action plans, and then every 4 years the council has to report back to UNESCO on what they've achieved in that period of time. Effectively, it will just roll over, right, unless a city, you know, deliberately wants to pull out of the agreement, but I've never heard of that happening.
Sure. And what are the benefits of being a city of music?
It's quite a complicated and wide-ranging bunch of benefits. There's strengthening the stuff that we already do. So there's you know, we have a... Auckland is quite fortunate to have a really rich music scene. So strengthening a lot of what we already do, but also it has the ability to collaborate with other cities in the network. We can now have the framework in council to improve certain areas of the music sector that perhaps need improving, you know, and renovating, and generally passing on the knowledge that we learn to other cities as well, and that's not just in the network but around New Zealand.
And what sort of areas are you hoping to improve in the local scene?
Well, I think probably a lot of BFM listeners are probably quite aware of, you know, the venue situation, particularly in Auckland, is something that we really need to look at. And a lot of that work around venues does require a lot of regulatory solutions, and that's, I think, that in particular has been quite tricky to approach, largely because council is quite a large organisation. It's very hard for venues particularly to come together and make a case for what they need, and, you know, by and large it's like any sort of small to medium sized business. It's very hard when you're running a business to spend all your time on regulations. So hopefully that's something that we can address, because a large part of what we've proposed with UNESCO is improving our grassroots venues. It's, you know, improving the music ecosystem, and a music ecosystem can't operate unless it has a really strong grassroots venues in there.
Do you think we have enough adequate venues in Auckland at the moment?
Yes and no. I mean, we probably need more. It's going to be interesting talking to other cities and see of comparable size to Auckland and seeing just where we measure up and where we fall short, and how we can improve that. Certainly, you know, I've always felt that you need a certain number of venues of a certain capacity at different levels. So you need starting at, say, the 50 person capacity, sort of, you know, small singer songwriter bar, up to your large stadiums, and then, you know, things like that. So there has to be a niche in every category. So yeah, it's, I mean, it's something we will stock take and see where the holes are and what we need to do to improve that.
What other changes are you hoping to achieve out of this?
There's action plans sort of proposed at the moment. So the situation we're at the moment is that this is just the start of the process.
Sure.
From here, we have to start sort of consulting with all the various factions of music stakeholders and council and other arts things. So for me to say this is what we're going to do is probably premature, but certainly I want to look into, you know, how we can, as I say, make things easier for artists. Sustainable creative communities is one, because it's very hard to obviously make a living as an artist, and anything we can do to improve that situation, looking at our music heritage and how we can better protect that, developing particularly the Pacific region and helping our island neighbours and into the global network, how we can promote Māori music globally as well as at home, improving education. there's a huge range of things that we
do. You think as a result of this announcement, we'll in the future see more sort of international music type events come to Auckland?
I'd hope so, part of the UNESCO Creative Cities Network is the encouragement to share globally. And that would be things like, I mean, sort of, you think about things like song hubs that we've had in the past, where we've had international writers come down and share their knowledge with local writers. It's sort of things like that, but expanding it on a much bigger scale and using those cities that are already in the network. I mean, so other music cities are in the network at the moment, places like Liverpool and Glasgow, and we would hope to do more collaborative global sharing with them.
So it's an exciting time then moving forward for Auckland.
I think so. I think that, I mean, this has the scope to turn Auckland from being a pretty cool, already cool music city into something really internationally renowned. You know, I think that's going to have a lot of positive spin-offs, particularly for our music makers, which is really important.
To understand the distinction, Rewire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.